So, Jessica, I've brought you today to meet Paula Matthews, who is from Manor Farm, and they farm about 3,000 acres, is it?
Yes, 3,000 acres.
Yeah. And then some of which is National Trust land.
That's right. Yeah. Predominantly on the chalk downland, on the North Downs.
So we're stood at one of the farms today, and you can hear the cattle in the background. Why would we graze, and why would we not want... Well, at the moment, everyone wants trees, so why do we not want that to happen?
Okay, well, particularly in Surrey, it's actually one of the most wooded counties in England, so you've already got a real dominance of trees, which is fantastic. But the chalk downland, or the chalk grassland, has actually been created over hundreds and thousands of years by man's influence, really, of grazing animals. And it's actually created a rich variety of species that you won't find elsewhere, so we want to keep those.
So what you're doing here is conservation grazing, isn't it?
Okay, so what we're wanting to achieve at the moment is a patchwork or a mosaic of different sward heights of grasses, short and long, tussocky and fine, across the hillside, but it will also have some scrub and a little bit of woodland. So it's a variety of open hillside, really, is what we're trying to achieve.
And so what are you using to get to that state? How do you do it?
We are putting in cattle. So they are ripping off with their tongue and chewing the grassland. Not a fine way of munching down like sheep would do. So they'd really get it down close, but we don't want that. We want a mosaic of different heights of grass to enable greater biodiversity.
So what sort of creatures live here?
Well, particularly on some of the hillsides that we manage, it's the Chalk Hill Blue Butterfly and the Adonis Blue Butterfly, and got fantastic variety of bird species as well. So it's building up a herb-rich hillside, anything up to 40 different species of plants in a square metre, and that then, of course, you've got the insects and the bird life that all are associated with that and feeding. So you've got the birds feeding on the insects, which are using the plants as for nectar, pollen, and for laying their eggs.
Mm. You have quite distinctive-looking cattle. I mean, they're all black and white with this nice band around their middle. They're belted Galloways, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So it's a native breed and they're very hardy. So they're perfect for staying outside in all weathers. So whether it be rain or snow, they've got an outer coat that sheds the weather and they've got an underside which is very fleecy and keeps them warm. They can convert rough pasture or rough grassland into high quality milk for their calves, and we leave the calves with their mums for about 9 months and they self-wean. They learn to graze on the grass alongside their mothers and their aunts, and then the cows go on. We've got two bulls, so the cows will go on and be bred, and the process begins again.
Having cattle on National Trust land must sometimes cause issues with the public, though, doesn't it?
It does in a number of ways. We've got some areas that are really high in public pressure, and maybe not everybody quite understands, you know, these are big animals. They're not cuddly little toys. They're out in the field, and it would actually be quite helpful if people just skirt around them and leave them in peace. So that would be quite useful. We have a real problem at the moment in England with a disease called Neospora caninum, and that's something that's spread in dog poo, and the cattle can graze an area and actually pick up the disease from the dog poo on the grass.
Is this serious?
Yeah, it's causing a huge problem for us. We're losing the ability to actually breed from quite a number of our pedigree herd.
So it makes the cattle really sick?
Yeah, it causes either infertility. It can cause a miscarriage at 7 months. That's out of a 9-month pregnancy. And or they can actually have a calf and you don't know that the mother, and possibly even then the female calf that's born, can then actually will actually contract the disease as well.
Right. So it's critically important that dog owners pick up after their dogs everywhere.
Absolutely, yes. So they need to pick up the poo, put it in a bag and actually take it home, not leave it hanging on a tree or a gatepost.
But we can't keep grasslands just by trimming it with a lawnmower, can we?
No,
we're going to have the help.
And you've got to remember that cows are ruminants. They have a stomach that's divided into four compartments, and they have evolved over centuries to have this special stomach so that they can eat grass and digest grass. Mm. We cannot digest grass, but they are perfect for the job. Mm. So they can go and eat that grass, do the conservation grazing, the habitat management, keep the grassland and the scrubby plants down, so that the finer species can thrive.